In this week's Cut Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The amendment tree is still full, so no amendments have been able to be debated and voted upon in the Senate. Both party leaders, Leader Reid and Leader McConnell, agreed this week on a finite list of amendments. There will be about 280 amendments that they agreed to by consent that would be allowed to be offered on the bill. Once you add relevant second-degree amendments to those, that gets you to about 340 amendments, which would take a long time to get through on the Senate floor. It is likely, as the bill progresses, that a lot of those amendments would not be offered or would be withdrawn, and so you'd have a more limited number than that that would actually be debated and voted upon.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Basically, a cloture motion cuts off debate, would only allow 30 more hours of debate on the bill, and only germane amendments would be allowed to be offered to the bill if cloture were to pass. This is basically, as I said, shutting down debate on the bill. For cloture to pass, that takes 60 votes in the Senate. It's probably unlikely that cloture will be invoked on the bill today, and then we'll go into the Thanksgiving recess for 2 weeks.